Dublin was brought to a standstill today by thousands of people, mostly from County Donegal and counties Sligo, Mayo, Clare and Limerick. But why were they protesting?
At the moment in Donegal, there are 18 homes demolished to the ground. That's 18 families that are out of their home. 18 families that won't be waking up on Christmas morning in their own home. Wouldn't that just break your heart?
At this point, moving out in January, we still don't have anywhere to go. So it's just it's a complete and utter nightmare, to be honest.
They're disgusted they have to come the whole way from Donegal down here to let the whole people of Dublin know what's going on in Donegal. I mean, they're Irish citizens. They shouldn't be discriminated or nothing. And that's how they feel. This country, when it was formed, promised every county to be treated equal. The country is called Ireland. The country is not called Dublin.
Well, thousands of homeowners from those named counties are facing homelessness because their homes are literally crumbling to the ground.
My name is Martin Homer. I built a house just outside Letterkenny. So I'm down here today with my four children because we are one of these unfortunate homeowners with Micah. And we have got the devastating news around about 4 weeks ago that we're actually down for demolition. So hence the reason that we felt it so important for us to be here today. How can I describe it? A total injustice that is of no fault of our own. At the end of the day, we're only asking for our homes back the way we built them and paid for them. It's not that we're asking for anything more. We're overwhelmed by the crowd that is here today, and listen, the eyes of the country and the world are on the Irish government here today. So I'm appealing to you to do the right thing. Give everybody back their homes, but more importantly, give everybody back their lives.
So you're one of the worst affected because your house is going to be demolished. Like, where are you going to go? Where are you and your family going to live?
We haven't... This is news that we only got about 4 weeks ago, so we haven't got a chance to discuss it yet now. My wife is really worried about our house. She's under the illusion that we might need to move out quicker than I think.
Eileen Doherty from Carindona. Well, my own home has got to be demolished. Well, we're living in a home which we know has been condemned. We literally have been told that we have to move out. We don't have anywhere to go. The government have said they will support coming up with accommodation costs, but they as yet haven't implemented anything. So really it kind of means that we're in limbo. We're in a home going into another winter, and our homes just continue to deteriorate. So it's very, very distressing, to be honest.
Do you have children?
I do. We have two daughters. And like people talk about, you know, and they seem to think that just getting a home is great, you're going to get a new home and isn't that great, but I think people forget that you have a huge attachment to this home. This is where our children were brought home to. My dad and my family were involved in building our home in the first instance, so with the demolition of the home there's a huge amount of emotional attachment and memories that go with it, and it's totally and utterly devastating, to be honest, to have to move out, to pack up your stuff. This is our forever home we bought and paid for, and we're just absolutely devastated.
My name's Barry Moore from Donegal. At the minute, there's coins have fallen off the house, and the blocks have cracked, and there is crumbling blocks. I wouldn't be in as bad a state as a lot of the houses that you see on the TV, but it's on the way to being that bad. I have my daughter with me here today. Like, one of the coins fell off and actually just missed her when she was going around the house on the bike. That must have been about 3 months ago or so. So it's getting to a stage where it's dangerous now. Like.
Nave Moore, and I'm 11. When I was cycling around the house, a coin fell off and nearly hit me. And I was very scared and worried.
I'm Patsy McLaughlin. I'm from a place called Urris in Kilmany, County Donegal. I'm up here today with the rest of nearly all of Donegal who have been in some way affected by defective mica blocks, and it wasn't my fault. It had nothing to do with me or any other homeowner. The blocks we purchased were not fit for purpose, and we're the ones paying the cost emotionally and financially for it.
So what impact has it had in your own home, on your life, Patsy?
Emotional and physical. Every day you're hearing cracks, you're seeing cracks, your floors are sinking, you're losing sleep, you know you have no money to knock a house down and to rebuild it. You know you'll never have what you had before. It's absolutely terrible, and the government are doing nothing. They're washing their hands of it. It's a joke.
How important is it that there's 100% redress?
for me personally, it's very important. I have one wage coming into a house. There's not a hope in hell I'll get a mortgage at my age, 52. So I have very little hope of getting anything sorted unless this government, who have let us down. And apart from that, there will be a tragedy. There's government buildings, there's school buildings built within the last 10 years that are cracking and crumbling.
Now, it still remains to be seen if homeowners will get what they want, 100% redress. But if they do, who pays for it?
Well, I think it's important to explain that we as homeowners only went to look for redress from government after many years of campaigning and exhausting all other avenues for redress. We initiated legal proceedings against the block supplier, who we found out had no insurance, therefore the case has collapsed. We went after Home Bond, home insurance companies, again they walked away. We went after the banks. So we exhausted every single option that was open to us before we went to government. Government, there was legislation in place, Irish legislation, EU legislation, they did not adhere to that. They basically facilitated this mess. We've done nothing wrong. We deserve to just get what we bought and paid for.
I would say if they were in our shoes, they would want the same thing. And it's not even a want, they would need the same thing. The taxpayer, it's the government that should pay for it, because government's lack of regulation have led to it. So if things were regulated right, we wouldn't have crumbling blocks in our house.
I have paid my taxes. My mother and my father paid their taxes. Everyone belonging to me and everybody I know paid their taxes. So I don't want to hear that nonsense about paying taxes. We've all paid our taxes. Nobody handed us our houses. We worked for them. We worked for the loan out of the bank. We paid back our mortgage. We don't deserve this.
And if they don't get 100% redress, well, the organisers of today's protest say the government politicians in County Donegal, especially Fine Gael's Joe McHugh and Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConlogue, who was booed today by the crowd, will not get their votes in the next election. But they also say the next protest won't be as peaceful.
I'll not ask those 30,000 people to come down here again, but I'm not stopping until we get 100% redress. If I have to bring 500 people down from Dublin, we'll sit on the M50. We'll sit down on the M50. We'll close the M50 morning. And once every 3 weeks, it'll come unexpectedly, bang, it's done. No matter if we go to the ports, we'll do the same. The next time, it'll be the 500 diehards and it'll not be 30,000 people coming. And that's just the way it is. We do not want to do this here. We're going to turn this here onto French-style stuff until we get 100% redress. Because the bottom line is, it's not the homeowner's fault. We done nothing wrong here. 100%.